Today I want to talk with the founder of one of my favourite companies at the moment. They're called Ice Barrel and his name is Wyatt Ewing. Let's cue that intro! The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh and welcome to the Roadman Podcast. Roadman, welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. It's Wednesday, long form podcast. I sound like a broken record when I say that every time, but I'm always intrigued by this one. It's just, the internet just baffles me. I'm an easily baffled man, but the internet baffles me how I get to reach out and chat to these people who I admire for, you know, the stance they're taking on health and just trying to push us forward collectively as a species. And today's guest is one of these guys. It's Wyatt Ewing, and he's the founder of a company which I'm just obsessed with at the moment called Ice Barrel. So he wanted to look for natural and effective ways to improve health and escape that epidemic of overworked, overstressed, overstimulated. And ice is such a simple but effective solution. I've had guests on in the past from the Wim Hof school of thinking, like Breathe with Niall, and I've spoken about how cold therapy and cold exposure has basically changed my life. You know, it's helped everything from mental health benefits. It's just so calming and peaceful when you get into the cold water, to fat reduction benefits, changing white fat to brown fat. And I've full podcast covering like the physiological method behind what actually happens there. Well, today I want to talk with Wyatt around the health benefits of Ice Barrel and why everybody should look to incorporate Ice Barrel or ice therapy into their life. I'm not going to push this off much longer. Before I do, just a gentle nudge to head across to the Patreon and contribute to the beer fund over on Patreon. It keeps the podcast running. All you have to do is buy me a beer once a month. If you're enjoying the content and you think to yourself, yeah, if I seen Anthony out in a pub, I'd buy him a beer. I'm getting a bit of value out of his rants. Then all you do is head over to patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. The link's in the bio, and contribute to the beer fund. Keeps the podcast going, keeps me drinking alcohol. And so it's a win-win situation. You keep getting my drunken ramblings and I keep getting to drink. Also do all the other stuff that helps us grow on the podcast. Over on Instagram, it's roadman.cycling. Follow us. I've an ice barrel on the way being shipped to me from the mighty US of A. So I imagine it will take a couple of weeks to get here, but when it does get here, you'll see my struggles to integrate an ice barrel into apartment living in Dublin. But that's what the ice barrel is made for. It's the solution to my problem, and that's why I'm so excited about it. So follow us over on Instagram, and wherever you're listening to the podcast, like it, review it, share it, get it, share it into WhatsApp groups. If you're there's somebody right now who is stressed, who is carrying a few extra pounds, they need to hear this episode. So get this episode link wherever you're listening to it and stick it into the group and say, John, you need to listen to this. You need to be doing cold therapy. It will change your life and it will cost you nothing to turn the shower from hot to cold, to step into the sea. These are free solutions. A lot of the solutions we're searching in health, they're reductionist. They're taking stuff away, not adding stuff. Today, cold therapy is one of those. Without further ado, I welcome to the Roadman Podcast, Wyatt Ewing.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Man, I'm really excited about this. Cold therapy is something I feel like when I found it, I just can't tell enough people about it. Like, I feel like I've been indoctrinated into some sort of Scientology cult.
That's fair. I mean, I think once you get started, it's hard to shut up about it.
You know, it's probably the only thing that I do, and it includes, you know, coffee, you know, working out. It's the only thing I do that I instantly feel a change of state. Maybe I would throw breath work in the same category as it, but it's instant. It's not like I'm waiting for a payoff, you know, 4 months later after a training plan.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty immediate. That's what's nice about it. It's so unique with Ice Barrel. You get in, it's uncomfortable at first, you get used to it, and then the pain starts becoming enjoyable. And then you get out and you feel amazing just consistently. So it's true every time. It doesn't lie.
Have you any idea where the idea of getting into cold water came from? What's the origins of it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple different blog posts about the origins of cold therapy at the website, which is www.icebarrel.com. And we go all the way back, like close to 4,000 to 5,000 years ago, where these physicians were doing different amputations and they were trying to figure out how to prep the patient. And cold therapy was like one of like the easiest, most accessible things. So it's kind of comes out of a grim start, but then even through ancient Japan, you had monks sitting under the waterfalls in the winter time, meditating and just training their bodies and minds. And they would get these soak these blankets in freezing cold water out in freezing temperatures and wrap themselves in there until they heat up their body. Heats up the blankets. It's wild stuff.
Because I've had a guy breed with Nile. He's one of the Wim Hof. I always throw a van in there for some reason because he's Dutch, like Ruud van Nistelrooy, a soccer player. He's a Wim Hof disciple. And he was talking to me about Russian parents leaving babies out of the cold with a more robust immune system.
Yeah, it's funny. My wife and I are in a constant dialogue about should the kids wear a jacket outside? And I'm always like, no, let them go. They'll make them tough and strong. And she's like, no, put a jacket on them. So yeah, I completely agree with that idea.
It seems like we're in a culture at the moment where people are starting to experience the slow creeping consequences of their negative lifestyles. Like I'm talking about stuff like overstressed, overworked, overstimulated. And then a big one in the US, which is creeping over here, is over-medicated.
Yeah, no doubt.
When you found that Ice Barrel, did you have any sort of inclination that maybe this is a strategy to replace the pill, or was it, you know, was your goal as grandiose as that?
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of strategies going into it. When I started my journey in cold exposure, I was coming out of like a really high stress career in the aviation world. And I was kind of going super gung-ho with that whole mindset of like, you know, work hard, sleep less, do what you have to do to get ahead. And I just found myself just getting really burnt out, continually getting sick. My stress levels, my cortisol levels were so high that I had to hit the reset button somewhere. You know, it was affecting my parenting, my relationship with my wife. And I just had to hit that reset button. So when I started in cold therapy, somebody encouraged me to take a cold shower and try some basic breathing exercises, which I was honestly pretty hesitant to in the beginning. I'm like, that's not going to solve my problems, you know? The first time I did this basic like box breathing, you know, 4 seconds in, hold for 4 seconds, out for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds. And then I took a cold shower and something switched in me that time. I slept really good that night and I did it again and again and again. I was doing it for like 6-7 months and I'm like, okay, I'm pretty experienced with this cold shower. I need to migrate into the bathtub. So I started using just a family bathtub. But you know, I hated laying down. I hated wasting the water. I hated how dirty it would get if I tried to save it for like 2 to 3 days, you know, and the kids would get in and play. And it was just a challenge, you know? But as I was like progressing through this like basic elementary journey of getting into cold therapy, like my mood started to improve and my heart rate started to change. I started to respond versus react in stressful situations. I quit getting like head colds and bronchitis, which I was very accustomed to, throughout my months of high intensity work and then, you know, ease off. But, I just noticed my overall well-being start changing. And then I couldn't give it up. I was just continuing because I didn't want anything to change. But I think to answer your original question, like I started seeing how my life was way too stressful and comfortable at the same time, which I don't think a lot of us think about, but our life, everything is so convenient and so comfortable, but yet like we're so stressed out. We're so discontent as a society. And it started pushing me towards more of like this minimalist primitive lifestyle. Not in an extreme way, but more in like a balanced way. Like hot water is a fairly new invention. You know, it hasn't been around for a long period of time. People weren't taking hot showers every single night, you know?
Isn't the idea of being stressed out and yet at the same time comfortable? I don't know what to call that team. It's almost like a juxtaposition of the two, but we're more connected than ever, but we're more isolated and lonely than ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there's some wild. Weird, there's some weird shit going on. Like,
and it's, I know.
I remember as a kid, like it looks like we're roughly the same age. And as a kid, I remember having like, I don't know, not a lot of TV stations, not like 500 TV stations, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus.
Yeah.
We have all this choice, but yet we're so distracted and we can't focus on it. We're like, I can't pick a Netflix show to watch. I spend like 20 minutes just flicking and go, fuck it, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think we can all relate to that. You know, this guy messaged me and he was like, if people would just drink more water, walk barefoot through their lawn a little more often, get cold like once a week, he's like, I think we would all start like kind of resetting that stress response in the body. And it was like, those are like basic things, you know. I've always said what God, what nature asks of you, it might not be easy, but it's very simple. You know, if we can just like breathe through our nose and close our mouth, if we could turn the water from hot to cold, and if we could just take a few minutes to soak in the vitamin D, I think like a lot of our well-being would change.
You know what? And you've done this nicely, because I feel like the stuff that works in the biohacking sphere, you know, I've all the cuckoo Joovv lights and stuff. Actually, I love the Joovv light, but there's loads of other shit that you put up your nose that I've spent money on that I don't love so much.
Yeah.
Like the main things for me are like get really hot, get really cold, get into the sunlight, grounding, water, exercise, gratitude.
Yeah.
And none of them would cost any money. But what you've done brilliantly is you figured out how to monetize something that is free for a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, like my experience with cold therapy is it wasn't super accessible. Like, yes, you can do the cold shower, but you do over time grow out of that. And when I'm not in the ice barrel, I'm in a cold shower if I'm traveling or something like that. But I don't know, I can get into like, you know, even 49 degree water and I don't start shivering. I maintain composure because you do build up a tolerance to it. So it's nice to have like, I don't know, it's nice to have a place where you can go, you can meditate, you can sit, and it's designated for cold therapy practice versus your family shower or bathtub. But even the bathtub wasn't accessible because I'd have to constantly drain the water. The ice would melt so quick. And you know, the kids would want to come and play in it. So it was rather distracting. So then I moved it outside, and I've tried every single type of receptacle possible. I've tried the stock tanks. I've tried the inflatables. And it was just a challenge to get something that was comfortable, that was dedicated for it. So I wanted to make something simple, something easy, and also something without technology, something that wasn't going to be a distraction and a stimulation. It was something that was going to be calming and peaceful, where you could take a second, you know, in your day and breathe.
Well, we talked about this off air just before we got started. My journey to finding you guys was trying to rack my brain and going, okay, I don't have a bathtub. I live in an apartment.
Yeah.
I have a cold shower, but I feel like a drug addict. Like the cold shower is your entry level medication.
Yeah. You
know? I do live right beside the sea. I'm lucky, but in the summer, it's not really cold enough. So in the winter, it's awesome. But in the summer, and it's also a hassle of like, even though I'm right beside the sea, it's still like 10 minutes to get unchanged and get there. And so I was fishing around for an old Guinness barrel, like for beer, and I stumbled across you guys, and I was like, this smart motherfucker, like this is genius.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to get yours and check it out.
Yeah. You know, we started off with a custom wooden barrel, which I love that feel of the white oak, and it's just so organic and natural. But wood over time, you know, it just has a lot of issues, and it's hard to maintain. It's heavy. And it, you know, it wasn't that entry level, you know, point. I mean, white oak is very expensive. So we migrated away from like the oak barrel feel, and we created something that was more sustainable, ethically made, 100% recycled, which I love that we're, you know, we're pulling, you know, old material, plastic, you know, from all these different places, and we're putting it together in a, you know, sustainable cold therapy training unit.
But you've just nailed the design as well, with the little steps into it and the tap to drain it, because like full of water, like I imagine that's quite heavy.
Yeah, you know, empty, it's only 55 pounds, but once you fill it, you know, the max fill on that is 105 gallons. But once you get in it, you know, you're only really filling it with around 80 gallons, but that's still like 700 pounds.
Yeah.
And drainage is another huge thing. You know, you can connect a standard garden hose. So if you live in an apartment, you're not flooding your neighbor's balcony below you. You know, you can throw it into your shower pan or, you know, off the edge with a hose and drain it simply.
Man, that's an awesome design. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about what happens if somebody hasn't experienced cold therapy? Because my journey is much similar to yours. I was a professional cyclist, a full-time cyclist for years. And then I came back and I entrepreneur and I built four or five different businesses. And I was just starting to put on weight. I was starting to get unhappy. And I was at a point where I realized I wasn't just about to quit cycling because I wasn't competitive anymore. I was actually about to quit kind of that life vision I had of myself. I was drifting toward like, you know, a dude in his 30s. And I was like, I'm starting to put on weight. I'm kind of don't like the version of myself I'm becoming. I never pictured that. So I went down that road looking for solutions to this problem. And biohacking and cold therapy is one that's just become a staple for me. But for anyone that's listening that hasn't heard of this before, do you want to talk us through, like, what is the physical response somebody gets from actually getting into cold water? Like, why bother with cold water?
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to back up a little bit. Like, I've always kind of lived a really fast-paced life. My wife and I, we have three kids. They're all under the age of five. So a five, a two, and then 2-month-old. And so my life does not look like easy. I'm not like waking up at 5 a.m. every day and meditating and, you know, drinking a kale smoothie. You know, I'm waking up every day and there's kids climbing on me and making breakfast. You know, it's like, it's family life, you know? And so starting out in this, you know, starting in the cold shower and then moving to the ice barrel, it's something that I can utilize every day. That's simple. If the kids are around, it still works, you know? And you get those responses. So it's not like you have to be, you know, an elite athlete or, you know, just a high performance professional that doesn't have like distractions in life. This is something that you can utilize with everyday people, just like me. But when you first start in cold therapy, like one of the first things you're going to notice is like your brain function and your move is going to improve. Cold therapy activates a hormonal response, and it helps anybody that's suffering from, you know, different types of anxiety, depression, different diseases like fibromyalgia and arthritis, things like that. So immediately you're going to notice like an improvement in your brain and your mood. The other thing, if you're struggling with any forms of like anxiety or depression, cold therapy can help alleviate those symptoms, which is awesome. That was something like anxiety and depression I struggled with in my life. But since 2017, when I started in this, like it's been very minimal to nothing, which has been amazing. And then you're going to notice other things like, you know, inflammation reduction. And if you're recovering from an injury or muscle soreness, cold therapy reduces pain in the body by desensitizing the nerves and reducing swelling. So
I remember
you notice all sorts of things.
I remember reading this awesome story. I can't remember who, maybe it was Tim Ferriss who told it, about a NASA material scientist called Ray Kronos. He was trying to learn how to lose weight. So as any maths dude, he tried to break it back to its raw numbers. So he said, okay, it's calories in, calories out. But then anecdotally, he looked around and he seen professional athletes like Michael Phelps consuming 10, 15,000 calories a day, but they weren't training to burn anywhere near 10,000 calories a day.
Right.
So he figured out, well, there's got to be a third element here. It can't just be calories in, calories out.
Yeah.
And then thermodynamic load was that third element, the body's ability to regulate heat. And that was the first time I got turned on to cold as a powerful fat burning tool. And I know so many of our audience are struggling with those last few pounds.
Yeah, absolutely. When I first started in cold therapy, I was working out extensively, and I was right around like 15 to 16% body fat. But when I started, it was such an extreme response on my body. And I think it was because like my cortisol levels, they were so high, like my stress load was so much. And so when I like dropped all of that and just focused in on cold therapy, like my body's response was drastic. I dropped all the way down to close to like 5% body fat over it was insane. And then I was able to maintain right around 6 to 8% body fat for the next couple of years, which was amazing. But what it's doing is it's increasing the brown fat, which is the good energy storing fat. And it's your body, right? And metabolism kicks in, you start burning the white fat, the fat we don't want. but it takes time for most people. From my experience in this, what I've seen, it's a great tool to utilize, but it does take time, especially depending on the frequency of how many, you know, ice baths, cold showers you're taking a week.
So you talked about your drop from sort of 15% down to kind of 8% or as a maintenance figure. Like, what was your protocol every day? How often were you doing it? Were you doing it every day, twice a day?
Yeah. So when I was doing cold showers, it was every single day. And then when I went to actual ice baths, taking them in ice barrel, I was still doing that every single day. It was outdoor. I was living in Colorado. So during the winter, the water was literally 33 degrees or it was frozen over on top. And I'd take a hammer, break it up and climb in. And I was dedicated. I would stay in a minimum of 3 minutes and a maximum of like 11 minutes, which again, if you're just starting into this practice, I recommend you just do what your body's comfortable with. So if that's 30 seconds, get in, get out and try to do a little bit more time. But my protocol was I would get up either in the morning and take an ice bath, but with kids, that was always a little more challenging. So I changed my mindset around it that I'm going to start ending my day in rest. I'm going to start ending the day better than I maybe started it. So then that next morning I'd have that energy and that motivation to keep going. And so I would take ice baths primarily in the evenings, which I mean, I sleep so good after an ice bath, like most people. But I would get in the ice barrel. Then I would get out and I would do some breath exercises. And then I would just take time. I would just lay flat on the floor and just to become present, just to slow my breath down and just become, you know, aware.
And you mentioned the use of sulfur a lot from head colds and reoccurring illness. Ice bath, I've seen some of the touted benefits of improved immunity. Anecdotally, it helped you a lot. Is there papers and stuff to back that up as well?
Yeah. So if you go to our website, icebarrel.com/science, we have a whole science page and medical researchers on our team that are constantly mining for different medical journals and research. So go there. You can read so much about cold therapy. But yes, cold therapy can help improve the immune system. For me, anecdotally, it absolutely did. I mean, I was struggling with bronchitis. Every 2 to 3 months, I would get hit with bronchitis for like 7 to 14 days. And it was absolutely miserable. And I would take so much ibuprofen and it was just so frustrating. I could not figure out, you know, how to get over this, bronchitis. And I would go see specialists and doctors all the time. And when I started in cold therapy, like it just dissipated for like a year and then it came back. And then, I just had to like, you know, it came back once or twice in the last, I don't know, 5, 6 years. It was wild.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it absolutely helped my immune system.
What do you make of Wim Hof? Is he good for business? Is he bad for business? He's the biggest name.
He is the biggest name.
He looks like an eccentric madman. I've never chatted to him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, anybody that is a evangelist of cold therapy is a friend of ours at the end of the day. I love the voice he's given cold therapy. I love the awareness that he's brought to it. I think it's great. I think he's helping a lot of people, which is awesome.
You got to get that man into an ice barrel.
I know. We got to open up internationally at some point.
Do you have other biohacks to incorporate into your day?
Yeah. You know, some things that I'm a big proponent on just breathing through your nose. So I have sleep strips that when I can, I put a sleep strip on a tape over my mouth. So when I'm breathing at night, it's just through my nose.
James Nestor style.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the book. And then, you know, some other things that I like to do, when it comes to like fitness, like I like functional fitness, mobility, body weight. Like, I don't know if you know who Ido Portel is out of Israel. He has some amazing functional fitness flows that I love. Same with John Lindsay over with Movement Journey.
Ido Portel?
Ido Portel.
Ido Portel. I'll check him out.
Yeah. 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 I love water fasting. And then something just to start and end the day, you know, just sitting with the kids watching the sunset or the sunrise. I think it's just a special time as a family to just everyone calm down together. And my daughter calls it the golden hour. And so she's always excited to see the golden hour. So things like that are really great.
I think it's an interesting time for our health because COVID and COVID vaccines, COVID mandates, COVID passports, all these things are very much top of the national media agenda. But implicit in that whole discussion is this idea that we can, somebody else is going to be responsible for our health. But whether you're pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine, that's only one aspect of your health. When we talk about stuff like this, it's very much the individual taking back control and saying, look, I'll figure out how to, you know, maximize my health, maximize my happiness. And that's where so many of these strategies are helpful, in that quest to just take responsibility and ownership of your health back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of times in, you know, our society, we're trying to fix everything from the outside in. But the unique thing with like cold therapy is the response in the body is from the inside out. And when we can slow down, we can become aware of our emotions, we can become aware of who we are, and we can start healing from the inside out, the change is long lasting. And it's good. You know, it's what we need right now.
I found an awesome quote. It's attributed to you, but maybe you'll tell me if you didn't say it. The cold has a way of quietening the mind and strengthening the body. Allow the cold to push you deeper. The learned ability to focus and maintain balance in life challenges, in life's challenges, is a sacred gift.
Yeah, that's me.
That's a cool fucking quote.
Thanks, man.
Wyatt, for people listening, if they want to get their hands on Ice Barrels, listeners are all around the world. Are you shipping worldwide? If not, where are you shipping and how can they, you know, follow your journey and buy a barrel?
Yeah, absolutely. US and Canada, we do ship every single day. Internationally, we do ship internationally. It's just right now it's expensive to ship internationally. We are working on just opening up some other markets. These things just kind of take time. We had no idea the response when we rolled this product out. Like, I remember launching, doing like a soft pre-launch, and I was blown away at the volume that was coming in. I was like, I got to shut the website down. I got to kill the whole thing till I can like actually like fulfill on my promises. So, we're still like just starting to jog right now and pick up steam. But yeah, we are going to open up some other markets. But right now, US and Canada, it's easy to buy Ice Barrel just at icebarrel.com. But internationally, reach out to us on the website or email us at info@icebarrel.com and we'll get you a quote to ship it right to your door. We make it really simple for you.
What's your Instagram account?
So Instagram is Ice Barrel and Facebook, I believe, is Ice Barrel as well.
Instagram, so go check us out. It's well worth following. There's something about jumping into the ice that just makes for cool content.
Yeah, no kidding. It's fun. You know, I've never seen anyone get in an ice barrel and they don't come out without a smile. Everyone comes out smiling and laughing.
Yeah, and there's not many things we can do in life that elicit that response. So, Wyatt, keep fighting the good fight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, stop what you're doing. It's Anthony again. I want to talk to you for 1 second about the next step in the Roadman journey. I'm laying down a challenge for you. It's called the 8-week challenge. So for 8 weeks, I'm challenging you to be the very best version of yourself, whatever that is. For 8 weeks, I want to take you under my wing and I want to personally build for you a customized training plan on our analytics platform. This plan is going to be laser focused on your goal and I'm going to navigate around your life, your work, your social commitments. So don't worry about what your circumstances are right now. I remember after I took some time out of cycling, I went off and thought I was Billy Big Businessman. I came back and I realized I wanted to get into cycling, but I knew after a bit, the training alone, it actually wasn't making me any fitter. I needed an entire system. It needed a 360 overhaul. So for the first time ever, I want to share with you this exact system I used to get back in shape. I'm talking stuff like, I'm going to give you my morning routines, the cold therapy I used, the cookbooks and recipes I used, and even the motivational audios I listened to get back on track. So right now, what I want you to do is pause this audio, go to roadmancycling.com/8week, or check out the link in the bio, click that. So one more time, it's roadmancycling.com/8week. Chat to you all soon.